This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To join us right here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Been a busy day here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, once again, where the mosque that is opening up here in town. New Hampshire's first full-time mosque is getting more mainstream media coverage. Earlier today, NBC out of Boston showed up with the cameraman and one of their lovely anchor ladies or reporters, and they did a great report, just a glowing piece about the remodel that's been going on, which we talked to Will Coley, who's one of the guys from Muslims for Liberty, MuslimsTheNumber4Liberty.org, the new imam of this very mosque that is going to be opening at some point in here in Keene. And so I've got the audio from the package that they put together. So, you know, when the news crew shows up, they record a thing on the scene, and then somebody somewhere, I don't know if they're doing it in their truck or if it's somebody back at the network, somebody cuts that together into, you know, an actual package that they air later on. But this was such big news.
In radio, we call them board monkeys. What do they call them in TV?
Probably editors.
Okay, that's much nicer.
Anyway, they actually kept the news crew around Keene today so they could do a live shot, as they call it in the business.
Meaning God.
That's how big of a story this was. They actually had Johnson joining Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. That's how big they were treating this, was that they actually had the reporter at 4 p.m. standing out in front of the soon-to-be mosque and doing a live satellite shot or whatever back to Boston.
You know, this is what the consultants always are telling the TV stations. You got to do live shots. You got to be there on live. And I mean, would anyone really know if they had done the live shot at
earlier,
the live to tape shot at 11 and booked it back and, I don't know, had a burger or something?
Well, then you wouldn't have been able to say it was live, because that wouldn't be true.
Doing the thing with the background. We're live here from the Masjid Al Latif Interfaith Community Center.
You could say you were recorded live.
You could.
That would be true.
Well, in the background.
The thing is that, I mean, it's not like they're not going to use that piece of video at some point.
At a later point, yeah.
And then, yeah. Are they going to cut out the "we're live"?
They might. It depends.
I've heard them say "we're live" when they're not live on a pretty regular basis. So as long as they were live when they recorded the video, then it's a true statement.
And we're Free Talk Live every night.
I was just about to say, everyone who's listening to us on the podcast.
Or radio stations that delay broadcast show, which a lot of them do. I don't know what percentage of our stations are actually live versus delay, but a good chunk of them are playing the show later on. But yes, we are recorded live. Anyway, let me get you.
However, you can call in if you want.
Yes,
talk about this or any other issue from 7 p to 10 p Eastern time,
even if you're not listening
days
live.
A week.
Right, you don't have to be listening live, and that's proven every night when Sarah calls in, because you know, she calls at 9:30 Eastern time almost every night, it seems like, these days.
Don't forget Ralph.
And is almost never, well, at least, you know, Ralph isn't predictable. Although his calls are predictable, Sarah will actually bring up different topics. But, you can call in. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Here is the piece, the audio from the piece for you from NBC in Boston about the upcoming mosque, the very first ever mosque in New Hampshire. First full-time mosque, I guess I should say.
A man from Tennessee has moved to New Hampshire to open the state's first full-time mosque.
That's right. Right now, work is underway on this building, and our Catherine Underwood joins us live in Keene with the story. Catherine.
Well, Latoya and Joy, this brick building behind me will become that mosque. And what's really interesting here is that inside, you'll find volunteers from all different religious backgrounds just coming together to make this happen.
Come on in.
It's a proud moment for Imam Will Coley.
This will be the men's area for the prayer space.
He's been studying religion for decades and converted to Islam about 10 years ago.
Our work has always been about bringing people together.
So when a local interfaith church offered to donate this house in Keene to open a mosque, Coley decided to pick up his wife and five children and move from Tennessee.
I saw the opportunity to do a service that would bring this community closer together, and I cannot walk away from that.
It'll become New Hampshire's first full-time mosque, although Coley's plans include so much more.
The space is here. It's available. Please come.
He says the doors will be open as a community center to anyone and everyone, regardless of their religion.
There's an Orthodox Jewish community of about a dozen. Saturday, the building's all yours.
And the mosque is...
Oops.
And the mosque is literally being built on that same premise. Christopher Wade is an atheist, doing his part to help. And the shop owner next door is even pitching in.
I was raised in the Episcopal Church.
He's proud that his community is sending a powerful message to anyone who believes religion is a barrier.
This is a way of tearing down some boundaries that some people may perceive exist.
We want people to look at Keene and be like, we want to model what we do in our town off what they're doing there.
So were they going around asking people what their religion was as they went into the interviews?
I think that I wasn't there for the entire process. Like, I was on the property, but I wasn't there in every room when they were interviewing people for this. I was only there when they talked to me. So I couldn't tell you that, Mark, but I would suspect that Will probably informed them that, because that's been one of the, I think, more interesting aspects, and I'm glad they reported on it, was that the cleanup crew does include atheists, it does include agnostics, it has included Christians.
It does include those raised in the Episcopalian Church.
That's right.
He's
not anymore.
I really wish that I could have been there the moment that she asked you your religion, where you said,
she didn't ask me,
I'm a panentheist, and that's different than a pantheist, because I believe that not only everything that is God, but everything that isn't is God, too.
I wouldn't have given that
explanation.
Because
that would have been fun for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I didn't actually make it into the piece. But anyway, going on here.
So Coley tells us this front part of the house will also be a dedicated warming center for the homeless during the cold months. He's hopeful the mosque will be up and running and open for worship by November. Reporting live from Keene, Catherine Underwood, NBC Boston.
Yeah, so thank you to NBC Boston for that report. It's always nice to see positive media coverage of some of the cool stuff that happens out here in Keene, which, of course, Will Coley has moved here, not just, you know, because of the mosque opportunity, that was the main reason, but also because of the great Liberty community that's here. That's why you heard voices. If you're a listener of Free Talk Live regularly, you recognize at least two voices in that clip, besides Will, who are regular voices on this show. Chris Wade from Friday Nights was, actually, I guess they didn't interview him, but they show him in the clip. They
right.
interviewed him, but the interview didn't make it in.
Right.
So they show him, and then the other Chris Reitman, who is our Thursday night co-host, is the neighbor next door who's running Route 101 Local Goods, which is like the Bitcoin Mecca area for kind of New Hampshire. Because you can go into this little shop and buy these things that are made in New Hampshire with Bitcoin, and you can buy Bitcoin at the Bitcoin vending machine in the shop. You can go outside to the Vietnamese food truck, and you can actually eat by paying Bitcoin for your Vietnamese food. And now there's going to be a Bitcoin-accepting and cryptocurrency-accepting mosque right next door. So it really is kind of the Bitcoin trifecta, or the Bitcoin Mecca, in this particular case. So it's fun to see all this stuff happening here. And the reason it's happening is because of the concentration of activists that we have here, because of this New Hampshire freedom migration that continues to attract, in my opinion, the best of the best. I mean, you get somebody like a Will Coley. He is a doer. He is somebody who, you know, puts his money where his mouth is. He puts his time in, and he ran for vice president. We actually now have, living in Keene, the two of the one presidential and one vice presidential candidate from the Libertarian Party nationally. Now, neither Will or Daryl were given the nomination. Unfortunately, those went to a couple of hack Republicans, but they were the two most principled of the presidential and vice presidential candidates.
Will is also the first Muslim, I believe, to run for the vice president of the United States of
America. In the whole United States, of the history of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
now, I'm not sure if it counts because he wasn't the nominee, right? So, like,
yeah.
He ran for the nomination as the vice president. He didn't necessarily run the vice presidency. So, I mean, it's a...
He would have if he'd gotten the nomination.
Sure, he would have, yeah.
So, still, according to Daryl, who had announced Will's campaign, was still a historic thing to have happened. Anyway, it's great being here, and you can learn more about the New Hampshire Freedom Migration over at go to move.shiresociety.com. That's move.shiresociety.com. And coming up, hopefully later this week, we'll have a big announcement about the Shire Society, like as big as it could possibly get. I can't say anything more than that, though. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can join us 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
My Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The 3 most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.LRN.FM.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in our studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Hey, I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my mailbox. And, Ian, I dropped yours off. They came in the same box, so I dropped yours off here. So I went then and downloaded the app. Ian, have you gone through the whole process?
I'm sorry, no.
You need to do this.
I understand that.
Right. Just to see how easy it is. It's amazing. It walked me right through the whole process. I didn't call you.
Yeah, okay. If you didn't call me, you actually completed it without... Did you call your wife?
Like, why would I call Laura?
She probably asked better me for tech stuff help. Than, really?
Seriously.
Okay.
That's how bad we are. That's why I call you out to the house to fix things.
All right.
Okay, so even with my complicated router system,
I didn't... only complicated to you, I'm sure.
No, I've got like two routers. I got a secure router.
Oh, okay.
Michael set it up.
Right.
So anyway, I was done in 10 minutes.
Right,
so
cool.
Now it notifies me whenever something moves out in front of the wireless cameras, and I can just check in on my phone when I want to. So if you've got one set up in your house, for instance, you can see what your dog's doing. There's a video on the Blink site. I'll give you that here in just one sec. And it's got, you know, it's one of those promotional videos. There's some lady checking in on her dog as she's jogging, and the dog's, like, eating something on the counter, and she's just chuckles to herself. That dog eating things on the counter. I feel like I'm jogging home, and I'm going to beat that animal with a... something. All right. Let's see. So I can check it on my phone whenever I want, and we've got a deal here. So you get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one, plus 10% off. You visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And you'll get this great deal. It's three cams, plus there's a device that sort of puts them all together, and 10% off. That's more cameras than we got, Ian. I think it's a great deal. I'm going to order more cams because I want the thing's working great for me, and I want the outdoor cams too. So blinkprotect.com/FTL for the 10% off.
All right, so our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Skype, actually. Skype username LRN.FM, where Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Go ahead, Stefan. You're on with Ian Johnson and Mark.
I'd like to discuss Muslims for Liberty.
Sure.
I think the very idea is an oxymoron, because anything as controlling as religion, in my opinion, is the complete opposite of liberty. And, you know, I understand that the mosque is supposed to be, you know, ooh, it's a community area where we can all get along and be charitable, but why religion has to be thrown into it is beyond me. In my opinion, it just sounds like somebody trying to get attention for having the first mosque in a city.
Well, we're trying to get attention because that brings donations and people need to know about what's going on. It is big news when the first mosque, full-time mosque, opens up in New Hampshire. But let's talk about what you first brought up, which was the idea that religion is controlling and so therefore it is antithetical to liberty. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that kind of basically what you said there?
Yes.
Okay. So this is actually interesting you brought that up, because somebody else was talking about this with me recently, another person who is an atheist. And, Johnson, I'm sure you can relate to,
sure,
to some of these arguments. If you voluntarily joined the religion, how is that in any way contradictory?
Because you, when joining a religion, believe in the laws and the rules of God. And to you, that is the ultimate rule that everybody has to follow. If you don't believe that God, the person that literally created the universe, is, you know, above all law, and you don't believe that you should enforce the laws of God, then you are not a part of a religion.
It's also analogous to voluntarily paying your taxes.
Also, well, yeah, and the thing is, I don't see how you can be for liberty if your God tells you, you know, to infringe upon other people's liberties.
Well, I don't think that we're talking about anybody, you know, who any of the religious folks in the liberty movement here in New Hampshire.
I've never felt infringed upon.
Believe that their God wants them to infringe upon other people. There are. I'm going to make a guess here, Stefan. You grew up in a religious household.
Yes.
Yeah. Damaging to you?
It sounds like you, right, Mark?
Yeah, yeah, God. I mean, I understand completely. Look, I hate Christianity as it was presented to me as a child. Just messed me up. And it's taken me a while to sort of unwind that coil. So, good luck. At 46, you'll still be damaged.
You're 46?
I'm 46 years old.
All right.
You just basically add 10 to yours.
That's right.
And there you go. And the thing that I've got to say is you can be a theist and not necessarily believe God has a law or something. I believe that God's laws are immutable. Like, there's frankly nothing you can do. One of God's laws is gravity, for instance. Good luck defying it. Those kinds of things. I don't think that, that God's laws were written down by sheep herders 3,000 years ago. I'm just not going to go.
They weren't accurately written, at least.
Well,
they tried.
I brought up what I said because, honestly, I wish that, if my assumptions are correct, I think that Will Coley, I don't honestly think as a Muslim, I truly believe this is just an attention stunt.
Wow, that is an insane thing to say. Let me explain something here. Why would Will Coley go through years and years, like a decade of study, where he has literally, as a scholar, studied this religion and other religions as well.
And married.
And get married and have 5 kids under this religion. And then years later, when he happens to come across this opportunity for this property that he didn't know there was going to be anything available. He just asked about it.
Arabic wife. All his children have Arabic names.
Right. One of his kids is named Jalal, right? Like, and they're anyway. So this is. I'm sorry. I mean, I know Will probably better than you do, Stefan, and while Will is good about self-promoting, that doesn't necessarily mean that all of this is some sort of grasp for attention.
So how do the principles of Islam agree with liberty?
Well, there's actually a whole book about that. It's called Voluntary Islam. It was written by Davi Barker, and you can actually get it through, I believe it's through fpp.cc. I think Daryl is the publisher of that particular book. I actually had it here by the LRN.fm bathroom for a while, and I read it there, and I thought it was very, very good. And they talk about, he talks about in that book how back in Muhammad's day, that they lived side by side with the Christians and the Jews, or the people of the book, as the Quran calls those folks. And they all had their own kind of individual societies, almost like, Mark, you talk about sometimes where people, you want the idea of people to be able to choose governments in the same landmass. Well, that was kind of what existed back then, as I understood the story that was being told.
Because government and religion were very closely married at the time. Stefan, I understand the whole God, no gods, no kings aspect to sort of the liberty movement, and I have sympathy for it. But at the same time, for one, if you want to have a big tent, you're going to have to let people believe what they believe sort of religiously. I have beliefs.
Sure.
And if, they don't coincide with Johnson's, but somehow we can go out and have a beer and everything's okay.
But, I wish I had more time.
You have more time. Hang on. We're going
to
bring you back here, so stand by. Stefan in Ohio. I think it's an interesting conversation, so we're going to continue it here. And, Johnson, would love to have you weigh in because you definitely have a different perspective on this. Maybe a little more similar to Stefan, but I'm interested in how it might be different. 855-450, free like Free Talk Live. Join us here, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, Light Wet Wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We're talking about religion. What brought this up was the mosque that is being built here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Renovated, I should say, and there's a lot of renovations that are going to be needed. Unfortunately, it's not going to be cheap, but you know what? It needs to happen, and I think it's a worthy project, so I'm excited about it. But it has brought out, as you might expect, the critics. You know, within the libertarian movement, there's a very strong atheistic streak. I don't know what percentage of libertarians are atheists or agnostics, but there, I would say, is a larger percentage within the libertarian movement of atheists than there are of just the general population.
I think it was a larger just contingent of logical thinkers within that. And when you're a logical thinker, you tend to go towards something that's reasonable.
Which is to reject religion, is what you're saying.
That's why it's called reason. I mean, atheism is called the reason movement. I mean,
well, but the atheists don't manage to reason out the state in most cases, right?
So, unfortunately, yeah.
The atheists have a huge blind spot when it comes to their own personal religion of believing in the state, which in a lot of ways is like religion.
I would disagree with you on that, because I think that a lot of them are going based off of facts and figures and have ignored the moral argument. So I think that they haven't figured out the moral side of things. In other words, in order to be a libertarian or to be, an anarchist of any stripe, well, not of any stripe, let's say consistent, logical reason stripe, a free marketeer, if you will, you have to believe in, it's a moral argument, which is to say to not use force.
For sure.
And if you haven't come to that basic first principle, then you might say, well, this is, this reduces
that's
this,
what I'm
this
saying.
Reduces harm for this, and this, and this.
Yeah,
and
they
this.
Just haven't reasoned out that far. That's
I
all
guess.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
But how many of them, believe that the state is something bigger than the men and women that make it up? There is, to some extent, in a lot of people, a very religious belief in the idea of the state. It's not the prosecutor, the individual who's coming after you. They're the state of New Hampshire.
Right.
The judge talks about himself in the third person. He's the court.
Right.
They're wearing robes. Mm-hmm. They have.
Well, you have to remember that a
pews.
Lot of the people who are part of the state are religious, and a lot of the things that happen in the state stuff
no
come
doubt.
From religious traditions.
But there are plenty of people who are atheists within the state as well.
Sure.
Not
very many, though, when you think about it. You announce you're atheist, you're not going to be winning any elections anytime soon.
That's true. That's
any
true.
Elections at any level, for the most part, anytime soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to look at the state as if somebody begins looking at the state for from a consequentialist standpoint, saying, well, the state manages to, do this and this and this that's beneficial, so therefore we need the state, then all you have to do is say something to the effect of, well, religion does this, this, and this that's beneficial to society,
yeah.
And, there you go. So why not have religion? Why not believe in religion? Because it does some good things.
So let's go back to Stefan. He had more to say. He called in from Ohio via Skype. Go ahead.
First of all, I think it's to give some pretense, it's a good idea to speak exactly what my belief system is, because I'm not necessarily an atheist as much as I am, a deist, somebody who believes that there is a God, but, God wouldn't give us free will if we were not meant to have it, if
okay.
that makes sense.
Well,
so
the deist is this an argument between determinism? I mean, that, whatever version of religion you went in, that God has his perfect plan, it's all planned out ahead of time, that kind of thing?
No, I simply think that, God would be understanding and wouldn't send people to hell for
Oh, yeah,
not
I don't think that any loving laws. Anyone can claim that a loving God would torture their children for all of eternity. I mean, that's, to me, absolute insanity.
But back on this mosque, I wanted to make sure I understood this, Ian. You said it's a good thing it's a mosque because then you guys can get donations. Is that what I heard?
Nope, that's not at all what I said. I said Will Coley is very good at self-promoting. And you seem to be critical of him for getting attention. And I said that getting attention is a good thing because that brings awareness and that brings donations into this project, which they're currently at 50%, or just over 50% of their goals. So, raising money for these
things.
They're
going to need a new goal.
Is a very, the Shire Free Church has stepped up to offer matching contributions from here and from the point we're at right now, which is just over 50%, to the goal. And so that's again to help out with that process.
Strangely, at a certain time every day, the carpenter ants were facing east.
So let me get
it's true.
So let me get this straight. It's a good thing Will Coley is exploiting a religion that many governments across the world use to oppress people because it's going to get him money for a building.
No, you just don't understand. In order to do things in life, you have to have money. Okay, so in order to renovate a building. The Shire Free Church is putting in quite a bit of money, by the way, into this, and over and above what it costs Will for his fundraiser. But, regardless of whatever the total costs are, the point of this is to provide a space for people, especially not just Muslims, but smaller religions, to have a meeting space and to help out with the homeless. You can't help the homeless with a warming center if you can't pay the heating bill.
So this whole, so you're telling me that it's a good idea, as I said before, to exploit religion to have something to help
the homeless. No, this has nothing to do with exploitation. I guess that you just can't understand why a libertarian could have a religion. So you believe that, you believe that it must be exploitation, that all libertarians, to your mind, are so, like you, that they all reject religious tenets and beliefs, and so therefore any libertarian who is embracing them, you believe is a fraud? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, when somebody believes in a religion that literally says you should kill somebody who strays from the faith,
that does
and
not
then
say
believes
that.
In
doesn't
and then
say that.
Believes
it
and
doesn't
then
say that. I'm sorry.
And then believes in getting together and mingling with people in other religions, I think that's hypocritical.
You're wrong, number one. So there's a great website called Muhammad Fact Check. I recommend that you check it out. Thanks for the call tonight, Stefan. Again, one of the many myths, which, of course, you see being trotted out, that, you know, Islam is anti-woman, Islam is this, Islam is that, and that's one of the reasons why I mean,
it's only because, like, what, 80% of the people are okay with it, you know? And when you have people in Islam actually coming out and saying, yeah, this religion and most of the people in this religion are a problem, I mean, it's not, the Islam that's practiced in the United States is not the Islam that's practiced around the world. Yeah, most of Islam is garbage. Most of Islam is complete garbage.
You know, most Christians believe that most of Christianity is garbage, right? And this is why we have all these different denominations.
Right. True.
And it's amusing to sort of, you know, talk to them about
we're talking about beliefs like where, oh, a woman was raped, let's stone her to death. I mean, like, oh, there's an atheist, let's stone him to death.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah, well, here you have atheists who are actually helping with the mosque.
Right.
So it's a completely different situation. And, I mean, I don't know Will's belief system enough to accurately be able to express it here in his stead, but sort of what I've heard so far, it's almost like, is it Sufism is what he is, I think, is that it's kind of like the hippie version of
Islam. He's a Sufi? I'm going to have to talk to him about
that. I think so.
I don't want to get you...
I think that you're correct.
I think I'm right about that. But, you know, there's a lot of S words, and it gets a little confusing at times. But, you know, I have no doubt that Will is a man of peace and a man who, you know, cares about his community and his neighbors. And I think that that this is a good thing. And I understand where Stefan's coming from. I get the cynicism towards religion.
Oh,
because there's so much... As you said, there's a lot of bad in Islam. There's a lot of bad in Christianity. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Somebody was on today, complaining about Will.
I think the thing that a lot of atheists, though, have a problem with is that you know, when you say there's a lot of good and bad, is that it's disproportional. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, there's such a large contingent amongst these 1.8 billion Muslims that are on the planet who have and see it as acceptable to believe certain things that are extremely just wicked, awful beliefs that, you know, it's a problem. You know, people see that as a problem.
It's
true.
I mean,
it's great
most
to have,
people.
You know, somebody who's going to be, you know, preaching and practicing a different.
But isn't that
sort
true
of form
across
of that?
All of, I mean,
yeah,
mankind,
of
right? Like, just
but this
taking
guy
religion
is coming
out of
from the
picture.
Point of he hates all religions, so, you know. Like,
yeah, but taking religion out of the picture, you also have that problem with just people in general. They support awful things,
sure,
like
yeah.
war.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we're in a place in time where people of our belief system, believing in peace, believing in, you know, liberty, these ideas, we are in the minority, regardless of whatever our religious belief systems happen to be. And that's why it's cool to watch people come together for launching this mosque. More coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible.
Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And by the way, if you want to mine some Bitcoin, go head over to pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the cost, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance that you would normally need to do if you were going to do Bitcoin mining. Instead, you can just give them some Bitcoin and they'll do it all for you, and then you'll hopefully make something on it. There's actually a handy calculator that'll help you understand what you could be making based on what you put into it. There's also a 100% uptime guarantee. Go get the details and get started, as Mark and I have done, over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com, as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Jacob in Washington, listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey guys, how you doing? Hey, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in about the whole Muslim thing, and I watched a video a long time ago. It was a documentary on the life of Muhammad and how the Muslim came to be, and it wasn't even really specifically a religion. A lot of people don't understand that. He was just trying to fight against oppression, and he invited the Christians along, and anybody that was willing to come along with him. And I just wanted to get that out. It was driving me crazy, and I really appreciate what...
Yeah, it was the people who were the status quo who were attacking them, and they had to defend themselves at certain points. But, you know, there's a lot of talk about how Muslims are so violent or whatever, but the actual prescription from Muhammad was to not, you know, if the enemy turns and runs, to not go after them, to not continue the fight. Which is a very forgiving perspective.
Exactly. And I mean, that doesn't get much more libertarian than defense, right? So I don't know.
But that goes farther than libertarianism, because libertarianism is only the non-aggression principle. And as I've said before, you know, that's only a basic level minimum of human interaction. I mean, it is not enough for actual, like, decent society to have non-aggression, because you also should not be racist, and you should not, you know, there's other things you should not do. And Muhammad's prescription to not pursue the attackers when they turn and run would not be followed by many libertarians. Many libertarians are of the belief that as soon as, you know, that paperclip hits you, you have the right to blast away at the person who flicked it at you or whatever, that you can just keep on blasting until they're dead. I mean, I'm only somewhat exaggerating, but some people have actually made arguments like, you know, oh, because one cop has aggressed against somebody, then therefore all cops, you know, deserve to be shot and killed. And I don't agree with that at all. But I think there are a lot of people within the libertarian movement who do. And so Muhammad went further than that into peace and said, you know, yes, you may defend yourself, you may defend your families if you're being attacked, but if the attacker turns and runs, then, you know, you shan't go after them. And, you know, that was there's a lot of eye-opening things out there, and that's why I love having Will on the show, because he's done the research. You know, having me explain these things, I'm nowhere near as scholarly about it. I don't know what citations to cite or what surahs or whatever. But I appreciate your perspective, Jacob. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, and I just wanted to point out that that's kind of funny to say if one cop does it. That's a collectivist attitude.
Sure is.
That just, you know, we're about the individual in my interpretation, and why would you collectively put everyone together just because they wear a suit? Isn't that what we stand up against?
I can play the devil's advocate here, because I've argued, you know, and long enough with these folks who believe this stuff, like Melanie on our Monday night show, for instance, and the argument there would be, well, oh no, it's individualism because every individual cop is aggressing all day, every day, would be what their argument would be. So therefore, because they're writing a speeding ticket, you know, you have the right to blast them away, would be what they would say. Which, again, I don't agree with that view.
Yeah. No, neither do I.
And that's because of a moral view. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's because of a moral viewpoint that if you want peace, you cannot cede the ground with violence. So you have to stop the violence in its tracks, hopefully, and not return it. So I think that's what Muhammad was doing, and I have a lot of respect for that.
Oh, so do I. Absolutely. There's another group out there that I guess it's a religious movement. My brother actually is a big part of it down in Portland, Oregon, and it's the Temple of Satan. And I know, at first blush, I don't know if you guys know anything about it, but they are pretty much the libertarians in the religious movement. And
there's an argument that the Satanic Temple folks are atheists who are just trolling. But maybe there are some actual Satanists within that organization.
Well, Aaron is not a Satanist. He's an atheist. And
Who is not Aaron?
Idea of it. Aaron Lamont is my brother. Yeah, he's an atheist full on, and he takes action to push church versus state, right? And what they do is they do activist things, like if the church, Christian church, comes and has an after school thing, then they're like, well, we get you now.
Oh, yeah. I love it. We talk about the Satanic Temple on Free Talk Live. I think they do good work. And you know, again, as a former atheist, I can understand exactly where they're coming from, and I have a real appreciation for the idea.
I don't mind reporting on them. I don't like to talk positively about them. The fact that they pick the term Satanist is just
it's just to get attention.
I don't care whether it's just to get attention. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
Wait, are you just winked? What does that mean? Does that mean that you're not telling the truth?
I don't know what picture she was showing me.
Oh, okay.
So
you're winking at Johnson's girlfriend. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Jacob. I appreciate hearing from you. Yes.
Do you mind if I bring up one more thing? I'm sorry.
Yes.
The original reason, and then as you guys were talking on the air, I heard more, so I got these newer ideas. But the other reason, I would like to hear you guys' perspective on the Libertarian Socialist Caucus. Now,
there's a caucus for that?
Oh, wow. You guys haven't heard. Wow.
No. I don't pay any attention to the libertarian, like, political scene. If it's not happening in New Hampshire, then I don't pay any attention to it.
you're just like, whatever.
Right, the Libertarian Party is basically, you know, near to useless to me. But anyway, go ahead. What's going on with the Libertarian Socialist Caucus?
Well, I just wanted to, well, you guys didn't know, so now I can't really put it out there, but basically they're saying property is theft. So, I mean, I'm a little confused.
I'm confused by the term.
Where is this caucus coming? Is this in the Libertarian Party, you're saying? This is
yes, correct.
Yep. Is this, like, national. All headed up by, you know, Students for Liberty or something?
There's always been, you know, a few dozen, you know, loud mouths in the Libertarian Party calling themselves, you know, Libertarian Socialists or whatever, and they, you know, they purport these sorts of things. I don't understand them, but mostly it's because there is a commonly understood definition for socialism, which is state ownership of the means of production. What they do is they then define it as, no. It's community ownership of the means of production, and that's voluntary. Which is, of course, is just fine.
Sure.
Until the community comes along and takes something, which, you know, I don't know, they've been wont to do in the past. I don't get it. I'm not interested in it. And, you know, anytime.
So you're saying the Libertarian Socialist Caucus has come out with an anti-property statement? Is that what has happened?
Yeah.
That's what the big hubbub is about?
Yeah. Rent is theft.
And rent is theft. Yeah, it sounds pretty standard communist.
Because you would let somebody in your building to do whatever it is they're going to do for free, but then rent becomes theft. I'm just going to knock the damn building down.
Ian, the hosts of the show have been gathering together, and we're all thinking that we need to, you know, have the means of production be owned by
the
workers.
You're going
to
seize them?
No, we want you to voluntarily give them to us.
You're going
to
make me an offer I can't refuse. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jacob. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you go to their Libertarian Socialist Caucus of the Libertarian Party page on Facebook, it does not actually have anything in the about page. So I tried to learn.
That's the problem with voluntary socialism is that people don't generally spend their lives building up large businesses so they can just give them away.
Apparently they didn't spend their life building a about page on their Facebook page. So I really have no idea. Beyond the banner, which has 4 points, it says, one, voluntary open markets. I'm in favor of that.
Cha-ching.
Number two, freedom from exploitation.
I'm not.
Yeah,
in favor
I don't really
of
know
that.
What exactly that means, but it
I
sounds
am for,
good.
I am for freedom from exploitation.
It sounds
I am not.
Good.
I
Why?
Am.
Why not?
Why
not?
Why? Because I think everyone should exploit everyone.
What does that mean?
I think that, you know, I should exploit you and you should exploit me by, you
that
know,
sounds
a mutual,
kinky.
A mutually, you know, a mutual exchange. You know, people exploit each other all the time.
I don't like exploitation as a word, so I'm against it.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the stupidity comes from, because people exploit each other all the time. And guess what? It's a good thing.
All right, let's talk about that. I think that's an interesting point. We'll get into it coming up here. You can also share your thoughts with us, whether it's about so-called libertarian socialism or Islam or whatever's on your mind, just religion in general. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews. Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.